We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
In a land.
Want me to sit crisscross applesauce?
Far away. There was a very nice woman who had a very nice young man.
Oh, God. God.
The year was, who knows? The day was March 27th.
Yeah, it was.
That man ended up being John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez went to school.
Mm-hmm.
John Lopez studied hard.
I did.
His mom always instilled that work ethic in him. And those family values.
Yeah, she did.
One day, John Lopez decided, I'm going to work in sports media.
I did.
And despite all of the trips to the bathroom to blow coke at Blanco's Mexican Cafe, John Lopez created a four-decade-long career doing what he loved to do. Happy birthday, John Lopez.
Well, thank you, I think. thank you. That's I'm convinced that ever since I made it clear that I've never really made a big deal about my birthday, people really get a lot of excitement, a lot of satisfaction out of wishing me happy birthday.
You know
birthday.
What I've always said about birthdays, right? You know what I've always said about birthdays?
What's that?
Being born is not an accomplishment.
It is not.
Congratulate my mom, congratulate whatever, like or tell her you feel sorry for her.
But it's appreciated.
I did nothing.
Yeah, but it is much appreciated. This is what happens when you get to a certain age, okay? I forgot my phone today at home when I left. My daughter brought me some tacos. I was kind of, you know how you're off balance. You know, you have that balance of wallet here, phone here, whatever. So I left the house kind of off balance. And as soon as I realized it, I'm almost here to the office. I'm like, dang it, I am getting old. Anybody can lose their phone, can forget their phone.
Well, I'm actually kind of proud of you for this. Like, cause I think it takes a good, solid, grounded person to forget their phone.
Yeah.
So I'm actually pretty pleased with you for doing that. I think that's a big step, man.
It wasn't on purpose.
Well, I mean, whether it was on purpose or not, just the fact that you did it and you didn't freak out.
You picked the right day to do it too.
Yeah.
I think you deserve your phone. I think you're gonna have about 800 messages,
I know,
man.
You deserve credit for that.
Yeah. It is funny though. Well, like when it is your birthday, like people that you haven't talked to in a long time that text you, you know they really, really do. Like, that's a sincere birthday. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like...
How do you feel about the Facebook post? I don't mind the Facebook post. I think it's cool.
It's cool. It's very much appreciated. Figgy just posted something on Twitter. Those are some great pictures, Figgy. And like I said, it's not unappreciated. But like when you get the early, like from people that you haven't talked to in a while, you know that they're really like, okay, you know, I got to put it on my calendar. I got to tell John happy birthday.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the plan tonight, you?
You know, I like to keep it low key, but the family's coming over.
Okay.
Family's coming
that's
over.
Low key.
And just
the whole family's coming over on a Wednesday.
Yeah, just in my house.
I don't know if that's low key.
We're gonna have dinner. Well, we're not having a party. it's just hey, let's have dinner. My wife did that. I would have just as well warmed up some food or cooked something and watch one of my favorite shows. But that's okay. I love having the kids over, especially the grandkids. That's the best. That's the best part. That's the best part.
Well, she doesn't know it's your birthday, though.
Yes, she does.
She has no idea.
Don't ruin this for
I'm just
me.
Just telling you, she doesn't know.
Don't. She sent me a picture.
I mean, no.
Well, her mom did.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't know.
She was all dolled up.
She has no clue.
The other one sent me a picture too, and she's laying. She's young, so she's
2 months. She has no deal.
Yeah,
no
she's
idea.
Just kind of laying there. But the older one, that's 16, 17 months, whatever it is, she got all dolled up and said, "Happy birthday, Hop."
She dressed herself.
Maybe I don't know.
I doubt it. She don't know, man.
She's pretty smart.
She don't know.
She's
bro.
Pretty developed. She's pretty advanced.
She has no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. So this is the eve of a really big time around here. In the Loop's going on the road. How about that?
Yeah, man.
We're going on the road tomorrow. If you are able to join, we'll be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. We'll be close to the Astros, who are going to open the season shortly after we get off the air. So if you want to come pour up at Tom's Watch Bar with us tomorrow, John Lopez, beers on him.
Nope.
And 10 to 2. So come by, say hi. J-Lo's got you.
I don't got anything.
He'll cover. cover you.
They should buy him a beer for his birthday.
Tomorrow I'm going to forget my wallet.
I think we should day drink tomorrow.
I'm in for a little day drinking.
Okay.
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah, a probability, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe a probability. In fact, it is a probability.
So the Texans, we've had all these hopes for the Texans, and we feel like the Texans are ready to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the words of Kyle Brandt, and I think this is interesting. The Texans, unlike a lot of the other teams that are on the big stage, they can't create hot takes.
Well, this is where, if it was another show, I would be all incredulous and I'd start screaming at you guys. Are you ridiculous? These guys are terrible. They're going to choke. Like, that's nonsense BS. We don't do that on the show.
Nope.
So I'm actually going to actually agree with you. The Texans, you got to think of, like, they dropped their first album and it's like, it's a smash. It's platinum, like a hot album.
Yeah.
Boom, blowing up. Rookie head coach and rookie quarterback together and just massive, multi-platinum album. What is the follow-up album? A lot of times that second album, you get famous, you get money. Like, it's just the magic isn't there in the studio. So you look at some comps, all right? Last times over the last couple decades, couple years, we've had first-year head coach, first-time head coach, and rookie quarterback. Sometimes they make a splash, right? What happens in that second album? Guys, it goes well.
Really?
Andrew Luck and Chuck Pagano, right back to the playoffs in the second year. Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, right back in the playoffs the next year. Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh, right back to the playoffs next year. There was no dud second album. And I don't see one here. I think they have next. It's March. It's tough to predict.
Yeah.
I think the AFC North cannibalizes itself. I think the AFC East cannibalizes itself. I think the West is going to be absolutely wild and unpredictable. This is Jim Harbaugh. I don't love the South. I don't see anybody who's like, they really got something cooking. Maybe Jacksonville, but we've been waiting on Jacksonville.
First of all, I love the analogy with the albums. I think that's a great analogy. It got me to even look up some of the all-time great debut albums, which maybe we'll talk about later. But anyway, they tried. They tried to create a hot take, like, because that's what they wanted to do. You know, it was on Good Morning Football yesterday, and they're trying to get, like, okay, back and forth, all this. They tried. They couldn't. they couldn't create a hot take for the Texans.
Yeah.
Does
that mean we're still in the honeymoon phase?
No, I think it's like we're convinced phased. Like, they're convinced that this team is going to do it. Like, and the reasoning was very sound.
Do what? You said do it. Do what?
Make another run. Make another run, whether it's a division and playoff appearance or even further than that. Who knows? Like, his reasoning was incredibly sound. He backed it up with, some examples. And they're in a division that has a lot more questions than answers. So they're going to have a longer camp now. They're going to be more prepared, you know, because of the Hall of Fame game. They're hard to create hot takes on. However, that's why we're here.
You got some hot takes?
That's why we're here.
You got some hot takes. By the way, we're going to hear from the McNairs. 11:20. Cal and Hannah, shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear what they had to say live from Florida. So don't miss that. 11:20. Don't go anywhere. John Lopez, He's going to accept the challenge.
Yeah, man.
Give us the hot takes.
They threw down the gauntlet. I'm going to give you – I've got hot takes on this team for days. Now, just so everybody knows, I don't believe these, or very little do I believe all these. But you can create some hot takes on this team.
On this Texan squad right
hell
now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you can create some hot takes. You want one?
Give me one.
C.J. Stroud is a system quarterback.
Oh, wow.
He's heating up.
Let me tell you. He was good – very good at Ohio State, was great against Georgia, but it wasn't until he got with Bobby Slowick that he exceeded all expectations, like beyond all expectations. Again, I don't believe this, but like you can say Bobby Slowick did it. Bobby Slowick's offense found that magic. So what's going to happen when Bobby Slowick inevitably becomes a head coach?
Well, fortunately for us, that's not this year.
No, it's not this year. You want another hot take?
Give me a hot take. We're trying to create hot takes.
I am heating up.
With the Houston Texans, which is apparently hard to do for the National.
He's heating up!
The Texans are cheap.
They're what?
They're cheap.
Cheap?
Cheap.
How's that?
Well, why did they miss on Mike Evans? Money.
Well, he decided to stay. He never hit the market. Well,
they could have money whipped him. Why did they miss on Chris? Why did they miss on Christian Wilkins? Money.
Well, good. I'm glad they're cheap on that.
Why did they miss on Saquon Barkley? Money.
And home.
What's up with Justin Simmons? Money.
Texans are cheap.
You wanted hot takes.
All right. He's heating up.
I've got hot takes.
All right.
Here's one that I think there's a tiny less than 1% chance that this is actually a little bit of a solid take. Less than 1% chance. Nick Caserio is going to leave to become Patriots general manager. Let me explain.
Oh my! He's on fire!
Let me explain. The Patriots still do not have a general manager. A titled, named general manager. When they created this, you know, they brought in Mayo and they created this next generation in New England, they made Elliot Wolf, quote, director of scouting. Not general manager, director of scouting, but everybody's saying, well, he's the de facto general manager. Well, a de facto general manager isn't general manager. And Nick Caserio's had some very, very nice things to say about Elliot Wolf as recently as this past week.
Okay.
And Nick Caserio leaves at some point in the not too distant future to become Patriots general manager.
I think they'd be fine. They're in good shape. And a lot of it has to do with Caserio's work.
Yeah. Yeah. You want an even hotter, piping hot take?
Give it to me.
Davis Mills is going to end up being a cancer in the quarterback room.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my. He's on fire.
Think about this.
Well, he should be the backup. Case Keenum's fried.
But think about this. He's been a starting quarterback. He was in a, quote, competition.
Well.
Quote.
Well.
Competition last year to be starting quarterback. He has said he wants to be a starting quarterback. We have the audio. He has said he wants to be a starting quarterback. Davis Mills is going to either demand a trade or just pout and be a cancer in the quarterback room. I got one more that's going to set you off.
Yeah, you're forcing this.
No, that's not forcing it. You wanted hot takes. That's what hot takes are. This one's going to set you off the deep end. Are you ready, Figgy?
Yep.
Charlie Heck will start more games at tackle than Titus Howard.
Oh, my! He's on fire!
Let me explain this one.
Oh, God.
Did you know
that
they're both 27 years old?
I did.
That Heck is actually younger by 200 plus days?
Okay.
Did you know Heck has started more games at tackle the last 3 years than Titus Howard has?
That I did not know.
Nobody's talking about
that.
But
yeah, I guess since Tunsil missed all that time, that made it possible.
Yeah. Did you know Charlie Heck has had only one penalty and one sack allowed last season?
In how many games? Like one game?
No.
Two?
No, it was 5-4.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Hey, man, you wanted hot takes. I'm giving you hot takes.
I mean, that one doesn't seem... I mean,
it's
that seems a little more reasonable.
it's a lot more reasonable than that other crap you just moved.
It's plausible. Well, rate them. C.J. Stroud, system quarterback. Texans are cheap. Caserio's going to leave to be Patriots GM. Davis Mills wants out. Charlie Heck will start more games.
I can dismiss the last four. The fifth one is the only one that I can even listen to.
Figgy?
I agree, man. You talk about the more realistic hot take?
Mm-hmm.
What? That last one, man.
By the way, I have a question. Mm-hmm. What is with these people? Like, do Figgy's in the dark.
I don't understand.
It was
this.
Dark when we got in here. What's going on with that? Why are people working in the dark?
He likes to work in like a cave.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
I want the exact opposite when I'm working. I want it bright.
Well, I mean, we're on camera. I mean, we're not in witness protection.
Well, that too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just kind of seems like if we're going to have a web stream or something like that, maybe turn the lights on. I'm not like an expert or anything, you know, but I would think that would make sense, perhaps.
No, I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, to me, that would be depressing and it'd make you tired or sleepy or something.
Well, you know, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston
Sports.
You don't have energy.
Radio 610.
Yeah, you just don't. You don't seem to be hammering at home.
Yeah, exactly. With hot takes.
Well, yeah. Here was Hannah McNair talking about expectations. God, Hannah's popular, man. Every time she talks, people get excited. This is Hannah McNair talking about the expectations and the leadership of this Texans organization.
Right, you want high expectations. You don't want to go into something going, okay, I hope we just make playoffs. Oh, I hope we get to a winning season. You always want the expectations to be high. And I think that the fact that we're in those conversations is a testament that of the decisions that have been being made over the last couple of years. And I couldn't be more proud that Cal's mom wants Cal to lead this team going forward. And I just think that's a testament to the work that has been put in.
Alrighty. She brings it, man.
All righty.
She brings it.
She said, screw your division titles.
Yes. I wish we could just have like D'Amico and Hannah talking about all things Texans.
What about Cal?
Well, Cal's okay, but Hannah really kind of leads the way there.
Yep. I am done with 610.
Sorry, Cal. I mean, she does.
Yeah, she brings the fire, and yeah. I think it's going to get more intense.
Yeah.
It's going to get more intense.
Heck yeah. Yeah, it is.
She's the feds too, man.
She's the feds? What do you mean?
Oh, she's the feds, brother.
How so?
She knows every damn thing we say.
Oh.
She is the feds.
Oh, yes, she is. I don't have my phone with me, otherwise I could show you something.
Yeah. She's on that, man. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Cal and Hannah. We'll hear from them at 11:20 what they had to say. Coming up next, though. If you wanted to be encouraged about the Texans' place in the division, then there's some news that just dropped that's going to make you feel really, really, really good. Plus, speaking of Hannah, what did she think about the Texans' uniform models? You'll hear what she had to say next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ. 6 p.m.
Sports Radio 610.
Danielle Hunter was offered more money by the Indianapolis Colts. This is according to Stephen Holder of ESPN, Colts haven't spent a lot of money in free agency. They haven't been as aggressive as many thought potentially they would. However, they did try to get Danielle Hunter. They offered him more money than the Texans. But ultimately, he chose the Houston Texans. Now, there's a lot of elements to this. You can talk about the hometown thing, all that. But this is a prime example of perhaps the Texans' tax being gone. We talked about last year, the year before, that if the Texans wanted to get free agents, they were going to have to pay more than anyone else. At the very least, again, could be a rare exception because of all the other factors. But the Texans' tax could be dead, which is huge.
Enormous. I don't think it could be. I mean, yes, in this particular case, maybe the tiebreaker was coming home. But I don't think that's necessarily like the norm. I think people just want to play here in general. And D'Amico talked about it this week. So I think this is nothing but good news, and it's just the beginning because, as they continue to grow, it's just going to get more so that way. I mean, that every successful team has experienced that. The Texans are no exception.
You sleeping on the Colts? You sleeping on the Jags at all?
If I had to like rank the teams that scare me in the division, I don't know if I'd put the Colts ahead of Jacksonville because they've made some noise in free agency, but I wouldn't. Maybe a tie. You know, maybe a tie because of the unknown. Like, we know what Jacksonville is. The only unknown is what these new pieces are going to do for them. The unknown is a huge one for Indy, you know, with the quarterback position. Like, that's
the only team I'm sleeping on is the Titans.
Yes. I
they have no identity.
Yeah.
They have no identity.
I don't think they have direction.
They're a restaurant that sells Mexican food, Chinese food, cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Barbecue,
everything. They are basically the Titans are a restaurant that sells everything.
Yeah.
And doesn't do much well.
That's direction. We've had our experience with a lack of direction, you know, in this organization, or just kind of spitballing, throwing stuff up against the wall. That's what the Titans are doing, man. Like, they're just like, well, let's see if this sticks. Let's see how this works out. Go ahead and spend that money. You know, I am.
Have the Texans been that bad, though? Because I feel like, I mean, when they was spending money, they did have a quarterback, somebody like Deshaun or something. But
they weren't spending it well.
Yeah, they weren't spending it well. Yeah. But
I don't feel like they – I felt like it was pretty clear when the Texans were in a rebuild what they were doing.
No.
For better or worse. It was
we don't even know if they have a quarterback, man.
Yeah, and they're spending money like they're a move away.
The Titans should be doing what Nick Caserio did 2 years ago. And 3 years ago. They should be, but they're not. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the Texans did it in a different way, Figgy, but it's still a lack of direction, like a philosophy, a vision. And I know these words are thrown around a lot, but like Nick Caserio, you can say what you want back in the day, but I think everybody in this room could see like his vision, like what he was really trying to aim at. I don't know what the hell the Titans are aiming at. I'm like, nothing.
I mean, if Will Levis is good, then we'll eat our words.
Of course.
Like, if Will Levis is really good, we'll eat our words. Perhaps. I mean, I don't know how good Snead is. I mean, they're talking about him like he's a top five corner. I didn't think that.
Yeah.
I know he made some big plays last year. He had a good opportunity to make some good plays on a hell of a team.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about that. Calvin Ridley at 30, you can have that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can have that.
Yeah.
That's how good.
They're all over the place. And Amy Adams Strunk, we heard from her yesterday. She's like, well, I didn't know what we were going to spend. Come on. Like, she knew that they were going to spend money. That they have conversations every day.
Well, the other thing is, if you're going to be this aggressive, why do you get rid of Mike Vrabel? Why can you not just let him do what he wants to do?
Yeah, give him those tools.
Yeah, let him go out.
That would have been a little more scarier if he was still the head coach and he was doing this.
Absolutely right. I think Callahan's a good offensive mind, but it's unproven.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's unproven.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what the hell the Texans were doing when they trotted out those models to show us the uniforms. We then had the picture leak.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, by the way, is a legend.
He is.
The Texans uniform model. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Hannah McNair had some thoughts on the model as well. This was Hannah and Cal. You'll hear the full conversation that Hannah and Cal had with the media types coming up in less than an hour. But this was Hannah weighing in on the, I would say, the star of the offseason, in my opinion. Danielle Hunter, no disrespect.
He is, isn't he?
Joe Mixon, no disrespect. The leaked model is the man. Here's Hannah McNair and Cal McNair talking about the uniform leak that was a couple of weeks ago.
Last week when you find out that somebody's jumped the gun and put some pictures out of your new uniforms. Mm-hmm. What kind of goes through your mind, and what was that whole process like, and ultimately deciding to put a little teaser image out for everybody?
There was a leak? Are you kidding me? Yeah, we did see that, and got huddled up really quick. Came up with a plan to sort of address it straight on. We had Nico and Tank in the uniforms. And
much better models.
Much better models. It looks a lot better on them. They're excited to put them on and show them off, and we're excited for the fans to see those. But just felt it was the right thing, you know, just to be transparent and come on out straight on and address it.
That's you couldn't let that hang out there. Right. I mean, there's no way you can let that. He wasn't even in uniform code. His socks were not all the way up. I mean, it was not right. We had to get it right.
Okay, there's a lot here. There really is a lot there. It's hilarious, first of all, because she's Hannah.
Much better models.
She's Hannah. Yeah,
much better models.
She'll tell you what she thinks, which we all like about her. But there's also, like, did she not know? Did they not tell them, like, these were going to be the models? Did they not, like, how did this happen? Did someone's head roll on this?
No. Yeah. No, well, they ended up looking good in this.
Because of Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think they got to do? Run the models by them?
Yeah. This is a big thing.
But the thing is, these models wasn't supposed to get out. Nobody was supposed to see these models outside. Yeah, the people.
But it's still what you were laughing.
I really you wish. You were laughing. I swear they were recording us. I really wish they could just send me my reaction when those models came out. But yeah, I don't think anyone's head roll. I think they were.
Well,
pleased.
No, I don't think anybody's.
I think
head
they
roll,
were pleased with the process, and quite frankly, I think the leak made them look better.
Ultimately,
Cal looked better.
Ultimately, Cal. Yes, but like if I'm the owner or the CEO at that time of a team, and they're like, "We're gonna have these models," I kind of want to see what this looks like.
Why?
Because of something like
they'd
this.
They'd already seen them with the players.
Because something like this might happen.
But, yeah, but if it was supposed to be behind the scenes, it really don't matter, I guess. Because it wasn't like they was going to be all in the video and stuff.
It mattered to the people that they wanted to be saying, yeah, hey, what a great look. Except for that little guy right there with the tube socks.
And the necklace.
And the shell necklace. No, that
much better models.
I said this before. I've said this before, so I'm not going to harp on it too much. But they screwed this whole thing up.
They're fine. It's forgotten.
No, it's forgotten. They're
right?
fine.
Right? It's done.
Yeah. And people are now looking forward to the next reveal. But
23rd, right?
I hope sooner, but yes, it's scheduled for the 23rd.
So they're going to keep that going. Yeah.
I hope next week.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be cool, but
yeah.
I think 23rd is when it's popping, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's the original plan.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
By the way, how's that buzz building from all the people that got a sneak peek?
What do you mean?
There's none. There's none. Nobody's saying anything. You know, that was the whole plan. That's why I think they, you know.
What are the plan for what? For the leak?
For the reveal and everybody pumping it up. Like, yeah. Oh, we saw them and they're fire and all this. You're not seeing that because they told you to not say anything. And so people aren't saying anything. They want you to say, we can't tell you what they look like, but they're white hot. You know, they're really, really cool. That's why I said yesterday. And
can you do me a favor? Can you just describe, just practice, can you describe the current home uniforms? No, I just want you to. Just has nothing to do with it, but can you describe the current home uniforms?
Deep steel blue jersey.
Okay.
A blue helmet.
Okay.
With the original Texans logo.
Okay.
White pants.
Okay.
With some piping.
Okay.
Liberty white, by the way.
Okay.
Battle red, by the way, is the piping.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to get that description.
Those are the original uniforms.
Okay. Yeah. Just asking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Can you describe the new ones?
The new ones?
No,
I cannot.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I cannot. Can you describe the old ones again, though?
Yeah. Battle, all blue, deep steel blue uniform, jersey.
Okay.
A little red piping on the Liberty white pants.
Okay.
And the original logo on the helmet.
Okay. What color is the helmet?
Blue.
Okay. Yeah, those are the old blue. Ones. Those are the old ones.
Those are the old ones.
Just so y'all know. I can't describe the new ones.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Shout out to Hannah McNair. The model will live on. Forever. Absolute effing legend.
Yes, he is.
Astros play baseball tomorrow. Very, very different feel. It's an exciting feel, but it's a different feel from what we're used to. Let's see if Adam Spillane is catching that baseball fever next.
The Astros are playing baseball, Rockets in the playoffs.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Astros playing baseball tomorrow. The season begins, and you know who they want.
Who they want. Baseball Spo.
Adam Spillane with us. How is this different? How is the feel of the start of this season different than the other seasons in which the Astros have been near the top of the American League? What is there a different feel here? Is there a different approach? Are we going to see a different style of baseball? Are the wins going to look different? How is this different?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be that different. I think because so many of the main characters are the same. You know, it's basically the same position players, a lot of the same pitchers. I guess obviously the big difference is just the manager, and I think that he is very different than Dusty Baker. So his spot is going to be very different than Dusty Baker. Going to be a lot more kind of, I guess, in your face is a good way to put it.
Okay.
I think if you like ejections.
What's up, Lou Piniella?
You like ejections?
If you like ejections, baby. I think you're going to see a few more of those.
Louis Spada.
Dusty Baker was a guy who
kicked that dirt.
would get ejected maybe once a year. Mm-hmm. And Dusty's a very laid back manager, and a lot of times the ejections that he actually did have were when pitchers would throw at guys, and it's just kind of an automatic, you know, after the warnings. So that was kind of just an automatic ejection. But I think that Joe Espada is going to probably be a little. He's not going to be quite as laid back, I think, is probably the best way to put it.
I like that. I hadn't really heard too much about that.
Sign me up for that, Spo. Yeah. That's a good sales pitch right there. You got me pumped up. How about that?
I mean, you have Aaron Boone, who was ejected 7 times last year, and he's been ejected as many as 9 times. I went through this the other day.
Yeah.
There have been 15 double-digit ejection seasons in baseball history, in the history of baseball. Mm-hmm. There have been 15 of them. Aaron Boone was one-off in 2022.
Okay.
So he finished with 7 last year. Most of those came when the Yankees were kind of in the race.
Is Billy Martin on the list?
I did not see Billy Martin actually on that list. It's a lot of Bobby Cox.
Well, a lot of times he was probably too drunk to get out there.
Well, the guys who were in double digits, it's Bobby Cox. There was one Jerry Manuel season in the early 2000s. Yeah. And then it's just a bunch of guys that were like, no.
Really?
No Lou Piniella. There's a lot of pre-like Kennedy era. Mm-hmm. Some 1910s in there.
Look at that. Yeah. Okay. That doesn't count. There were no Dominicans. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Center, Sports Radio 610.
Here's where maybe I'm just confused. The Astros have the third best odds to get to the World Series, win the World Series behind the Braves and Dodgers. Why aren't the Rangers up there?
They lost Montgomery.
But they've added some stuff.
Well, it's always going to be a public thing. Who'd they add? They really didn't add much, did they?
Didn't they add a pitcher that...
A pitcher?
Starting pitcher. Who was him? It? I was looking at it yesterday.
I mean...
And does he throw?
They're waiting on a bunch of guys to come off the IL.
Oh, I was thinking Lorenzen.
Yeah, they're waiting on Scherzer and DeGrom to come off the IL.
Yeah.
They're a good team, no doubt. But again,
they caught lightning in a bottle. They know that.
The bullpen wasn't good last year, and they really didn't do anything to make it better over the course of this offseason. And then they lost Chapman also. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's a public not necessarily believing in the Rangers. And like Landry said, thinking that maybe what they did last year was a little bit of a fluke. And also, the Rangers are going to be relying on a lot of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one thing for Evan Carter to come up in September and take off the way that he did. And they brought up another kid that's another. They got a bunch of prospects.
They've been able to build it. I'm surprised you love that farm system.
It's hard sometimes to rely on young guys over the course of a 162 game season.
Yeah.
So I would tell you, I think the Astros are the favorites to win the West. American League West, without question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kind of wait and see on everything else. But I think Texas is certainly formidable. But I understand why the Astros would be ahead of them. In terms
so
of
call your shot. Wins and what the Astros
oh,
are
wow.
Do.
Oh, wow.
Hey, the season starts tomorrow.
Hey, I nailed it last year. Right on the head.
Season starts tomorrow.
I had 90 last year.
You needed a nice little spurt what to did I say? Last week.
Hey, what did I say about the Rockets? 43.
Did you say, I don't
42. Ever... You were sitting right there. Oh, yeah, 42. You were sitting right there, and you questioned me. You questioned me, Spo.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get to 43.
I think I said 42. No, I said 42. 42.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get to 42. They could, okay, but well, I don't know if they... No, so I would probably go...
Someone's doubting.
93. 93, 94, 95, somewhere in
that
range. Oh,
wow.
That's
pretty aggressive. And win the division.
I mean, I would probably go higher, but the pitching is still a bit of a question mark. And the fact that you only play 13 games against the Angels and A's, whereas in the past you would play 19 games against those two teams, I think that lowers the total a little
bit. Don't give me this it's early crap. Adam Spillane with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 16. And don't give me this we don't know right now. Heading into the season, going back to 2017, the golden age of Astros baseball, is this the best bullpen that they've had, and is this the worst rotation that they've had?
It is not the best bullpen that they've had just because it's not as deep.
The 2019, you would say?
No, I would take the 2022 bullpen over this one.
Okay.
Just because you look at the 2022, basically every inning that they threw in that season, like I'm talking the entire season, starters, relievers, were thrown by a pitcher who was at least league average. That's how good that team was. There were some bad Pedro Baez innings in the beginning of that season, and that was it. Basically everything else was a guy who was either was league average at worst. So that's why I don't think that this team has the depth in the bullpen. Obviously, the top three are great.
Okay.
But once you get past the top three, that's where they have a lot of questions to answer, because you're relying on Rafael Montero to have a bounce back year. And then after that, it's a bunch of guys who really aren't proven in the big leagues.
What about the rotation, starting rotation?
I think the 2020 rotation wasn't very good. The 2021 rotation
that was COVID.
Wasn't great. But I also think that I don't think Verlander is going to be out for very long. They were really encouraged with what they saw from him yesterday. He might need 2-3 rehab starts so he can, and it's more just to build up his pitch count than anything else.
Yeah.
And then I think that you feel pretty good. I don't care how bad last season ended, but Framber Valdez is still Framber Valdez. Christian Javier seems to think that losing some weight is going to be beneficial to him. And I think they were really pleased with what Hunter Brown did this spring. Hunter Brown had a really good spring, and Ronel Blanco had a really good spring also. So I don't think the rotation
Hunter Brown
is,
and Ronel Blanco.
The problem is I don't think the rotation isn't great right now, but I think that it might maybe a little bit better than we think it is.
So if they take a step back, what would be the biggest reason?
Guys get hurt. With the position players, because they have nobody behind those guys. And then Verlander has trouble. Verlander turns 41.
Yeah.
So if he pitches like a 41-year-old, and then maybe they have got another they've got an issue with the top three in the bullpen, where one of those guys gets hurt. Because again, there just isn't depth.
They're thin
right now. They are thin. They don't have much in the minor league system that they can bring up or that they can use to go get somebody else.
We are going to be live at Tom's Watch Bar tomorrow. Come by, say hi. We'll be there from 10 to 2. Little road work for In the Loop downtown. So come by. Baseball Spo will be covering Astros versus Yankees. We would be hard-pressed if we didn't ask you about March Madness. Who do you like and why?
I'm going to be very boring and say UConn.
They are sometimes boring is right.
That team, the way,
who's gonna f with them?
They're
just rolling.
I think UNC could maybe get them, but I don't know.
I think this it was a very chalky first weekend, and I think that you could see that again. I'm surprised that Arizona got through. They had a kind of an easy draw with Dayton in the second round, but the one seeds look really good, and it's the first time in a while that you've had all four get through. I've never been a believer in Purdue. But the way they looked against Utah State on Sunday was really impressive.
And, yeah, I would say.
But just
40.
UConn is just surgical with how they run their offense. Like it's not, you don't have like these guys who can score 25 in a game, but they move the ball, they create good shots, they can beat you from all three levels. It's just a really good team. I love U of H against Duke, by the way.
So you think the Cougs get Duke?
Oh yeah, I think they might blow Duke out.
Oh wow,
I think there's a different level of toughness that U of H has compared to Duke. And A&M was kind of a bad matchup for them because of how A&M just attacks the rim relentlessly, both on the drive and then with the offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
Got U of H in foul trouble. I don't think Duke's going to be able to do that to them.
You think NC State's got a shot? I think NC State could pull off the upset.
They got Marquette, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Marquette was really
good. I like Marquette.
Yeah.
NC State's hot, though.
I like Marquette.
I faded Marquette just because I wasn't sure if Kolek was healthy. But he looked really good against Colorado. I saw Colorado a couple times in Vegas during the Pac-12 tournament, and I thought that their defense was pretty good.
Yeah.
The way that they got scored on in this tournament, both by Florida and then by Marquette, have me completely rethinking that. I think the run for for NC State probably comes to an end. Okay. I think it's going to be a very chalky. Okay. It's a very chalky tournament. It's good. Yeah. I know you're happy because you like to see all the good teams.
I like to see. We got 12 of 16 chalk, man. I wish, give me the chalk, baby.
I needed Kentucky to get through. If Kentucky gets through, I would have been sitting great. But one guy gets hot,
you know,
and then Calipari.
Calipari's got it rough.
Illinois. I mean, they're still a three seed, but Illinois might be a.
I can't.
I know.
Come on.
He's an Indiana guy.
Yeah. What about your Wisconsin boys?
Yeah.
That was.
Well, they lost it in the first half.
They got a bad matchup. James Madison.
Yeah, but they lost it in the first half.
It was a weird Wisconsin team because Wisconsin.
And they could actually score.
Yes, this was a Wisconsin team that is built on its offense and not its defense, and you saw that they couldn't defend.
Yeah, anymore. The Big Ten championship, they're damn near 190 points or whatever it was.
And you saw it with Nebraska.
Yeah,
Nebraska didn't guard anybody.
Yeah,
and they were the third place team in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm.
That dude, what'd you call him?
The Japanese Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's the Japanese. Yeah.
He might play the Tominaga. Worst defense I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
He can shoot it.
He might as well hand out flyers when they're going to the ring. He might as well be handing it out. Hey, here you go, free drinks.
I was so mad that A&M won that game because I wanted Tominaga to just take over the country. Because he absolutely would have. Here's this little Japanese little Japanese guard who just shoots threes like they're nothing. And
he's a jerk, by the way.
He's cocky, man.
I mean, if you
he's
shoot
trying
it,
to pick a fight.
If you shoot it the way that he does, then
every
time.
Dude, and it really didn't. The thing I liked about him, though, is it didn't matter if they were up three or down 18.
Yeah.
He was talking crap
and
to
that's
everybody.
That's how he's always played for the three years he's been there.
And he started crying.
His career's over.
Well,
he's going to get a look in the league, though. Someone's going to give him a chance. Someone's going to give him a chance in the NBA.
As a shooter.
He's going to be in the G League. He's going to average 30 in the G League. He will put up 30 points a game in the G League.
Spo, we appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you during yet another Astro season.
All right. See y'all later.
Here's to a five-hour opening day. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here at Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what is D'Amico Ryan's role? We'll also hear from the McNairs. In the Loop continues next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.